Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. This is the 10th Shi'ur, Siyata Dishmaya. The Rishonim write, the Rokeach. So other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rav Yosef, by the Mordechai, in the end of the second parak of Megillah, so to the Maril, that the Nusach is Shehayom, not Hayom, Shehayom Yom Echad Loime, etc. The Lavush doesn't like it, because the Lavush says that would imply that Asher Kedishanot Tzavut Tzivanu, God commanded us to say, that today is such and such of the Omer, as if that's the only mitzvah. Ma'pitom. It's every day you count something else. If you say Shehayom, it implies God commanded us to say this and this. That's the only thing God commanded us. No. God commanded us every day to count, so it's better to say Hayom. God commanded us to count the Omer. Today is this and this day of the Omer. But don't say Shehayom, which would imply that this is the only thing that God commanded us. Ein ze emes. Sheirak Hayom chayvu b'kach v'kach. Only today is chayv, and it's not every day. So that's the hasaga of the lavush. The lavush doesn't like that. Like in Avram says, you can't say shehayom, because mashmah is giving a reason. That asher kedishanu tzavut tzivanu l'sefiras ha'omer, that God commanded us to count the omer. And now, I'm giving the reason. You know I made this bracha? You know I made that bracha? Shehayom kach v'kach loimeh. That's the reason I'm making this bracha. It's mashma, it's giving a nesinas tam. The mashma lamala mimenu. It's giving a reason for the bracha. I'm making the bracha because today is such and such of the omer. Ma pitom that we have a mechitesi, you give a reason for saying a bracha? You don't, otherwise you don't give a reason for saying brachas. However, the gro and sivav writes al derech Rav Yeh b'din Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the Rav Yeh holds you say shehayom, but who siyum habracha? He taka holds yeh nachinami. It is explaining that it is an extension of the bracha. God commanded us to count the omer, and that today is such and such the omer. So this is an extension and continuation of the bracha. And the question is meichi teisi that we have a nusach of the mitzvah that's a continuation of the bracha. We don't find that elsewhere. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That we saw two mahalchim, two maslulim, two approaches to the counting of the Omer. We saw one approach, the Ran, the Balamor, others, that you're counting from the Havas Omer. From the this and this day, these and this amount of days passed from the bringing of the Omer. Or it could be that there's a Metzias, you're counting the Metzias of this day. This day is this and this day from the Omer, and this day has a Chashivus. This day has a special Metzias. And that's what you're counting. You're counting the Mahos, the Metzias of each day. If you say Shehayom Kach V'Kach, as Bevadai Mashmauto Lomar, that the mitzvah is not to say Hayom. In other words, you're not saying Hayom. You're saying Shehayom. Because if you say Hayom, what is Hayom? Hayom could be, yeah, from the Havas HaOmer. I'm counting now it's 19 days from the bringing of the Omer. That would be Hayom. When I say Shehayom, I'm saying, because today is such a special day. God commanded me to count the Omer because today is this and this day of the Omer, because today has this Chashivas. That's the Mashmos of Shehayom. So in other words, it's being Shalel, it's negating the other Mahalach. One Mahalach is that I'm counting Kach V'Kach from the Omer. So if I say Hayom, that would imply that, yeah, today is Hayom, Shavas, Hayom, whatever, from the bringing of the Omer. But if I say Shayom, no. It's being Magdir, the mitzvah. God commanded us, Shekhar Hashanah Tzavut Tzivanu, and now we're defining what God commanded us. God commanded us to count, because today is such and such a day. Today is a chosh of a day. We're counting the Metzias of this day. So it's not telling us the reason we're saying the bracha. We're saying the bracha because today is such of the Omer. Now the Magen Avraham's correct. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. But rather, it's a pshat in the Vitzivanu. Yeshna mitzvah mechamat shehayom u'bimitziut miyuchedet shel kach v'kach v'omer. You know why we have this mitzvah? We have this mitzvah is because today is such and such of the Omer. because today is an important day. Because each day has its own special chashivas. If you're just counting the days from the bringing of the Omer, each day doesn't have a special chashivas. You just have to count the days from the Omer, whatever day it happens to be. So that wouldn't be Shehayom. In order to negate that Mahalach, we say, no, Shehayom. You know why God commanded me to count? Because today is an important day. And it's also not a problem with the Levushat. Levushat's mashma that every, that God only commands you to count today. Shehayom. God can shirk, son of the Sivanu, to count. Shehayom is kach v'kach l'omer, that God commanded me only to count the 18th day. No. It's telling you pshat in the Betzivanu. Pshat in the Betzivanu is, you know why God commanded me? Because Shehayom, because today is this and this day. And this and this day has special chashivas. And v'yesh l'adun b'zeh. Akol ponim, it's always good to get the brain working. So, we saw in a previous shir, we saw the Divrei HaRamah, Reb Meir HaLevi Abu Lafia, in his Igros, that he had asked that, why is it that the weeks are Zecher LaMikdash, and the days are Bizman Zenimidai Raisa? He writes, why is it that if you're medayik in the pasuk as we spoke about in the previous year, by Shavuos it's only Bizman Shavuos Mikdash Kayim, that's connected to the Vasa Omer, but the days are independent. You see, you can ask anything about Ulav. That the first day is the rice, so the rest of the day is the Mikdash. So what's the answer? The answer is Gzeir Samelech. It's Gzeir Samelech that the Shavuot should be Bizman Shavuos Mikdash Kayim, and the Yomim should be Bizman Zeh. What about a Meimar? It says that a Meimar would count the days and he wouldn't count the weeks, he would say Zecher LaMikdash. So what's Pshat in a Meimar? So first of all, one possibility is that maybe he doesn't hold of Zecher LaMikdash. He was saying that you only have to count Shavuos Zecher LaMikdash, but I don't hold of Zecher LaMikdash. So therefore, now this is according to the Ramah's understanding, that only the days are Bizman Zeh, the weeks are not Bizman Zeh. A Meimar would only count the days, not the weeks. And he would say Zecher LaMikdash, not Zecher LaMikdash, that's why I'm counting. Zecher LaMikdash, I don't hold of Zecher LaMikdash, therefore I don't have to count the weeks. Or he holds that there is a Zecher LaMikdash. When I count the days, it's Zecher LaMikdash. When I count the days that are Chayav and Ataras, I'm also remembering the time of the Mikdash Rosh to count. There we need to count the weeks, but it's also Zecher, that's a Kiyum of Zecher LaMikdash. Yom Kain Zecher LaMikdash, I am in Yom. That you count because of the Chayav and Ataras. He says, "Kev the minyan yom." He says, "We count the days." Mi aslom shak from Mrs. Sphira. So when do we do zechel? We're not going to forget Sphira. When do we do zechel? The mikdash, when you're going to completely forget it. You're not going to completely forget it because you already have the minyan of the yomim. Zeh maspik lanu. That's enough for us. Ad kan mi divrei ha ramah. It's quoted in full. If you want to see in the quote, the shi'as kamayim is at the base. Sankulpanim Lichora Zelom Van. Because what's the lashon of the Gemara? It says that a Meimar doesn't count the weeks because he says Zecher LaMikdash. V'arei Baal Kolcheinu Ashvu Yikai HaMeimar Masham Ul Zecher LaMikdash. What's the Zecher LaMikdash? Zecher LaMikdash, he's talking about the Shavuos. Because the Yomim are in the Torah. So when he says Zecher LaMikdash, he's talking about Shavuos. V'im kein, harei Baal Kolchecha, שאמר בזה. המאמר, אמין ידשוי שיש לנו לעשות משום זכר למקדש. המאמר must be saying you are counting זכר למקדש. If you're not counting, what's the זכר למקדש in the meaning בזמן הזה? How could that be considered? How could counting the days be considered Zecher Lamikdash? Even Bizman Zeh Zechiv in the Torah. That's going to be a key of Zecher Lamikdash? Like we said before, he said, no, that's, you're not going to forget it when, since you're doing something, you're not going to forget it. But how's that? But that's not Zecher Lamikdash. Being Mekayim and Del Raisa, that anyway, Bizman Zeh, this is Del Raisa, how's that Zecher Lamikdash? The B'chal lo kashur l'mikdash. If it's not connected to the Mikdash, that's the Zecher l'mikdash, really. Seems to be a big stretch in Amema. To say that it's a Zecher l'mikdash to count the days. The days is even Chiv Bizman Zeh. So the Zecher l'mikdash has to be counting the weeks. So how's he making the Zecher l'mikdash? He said that he's saying that he doesn't hold the Zecher LaMikdash, that also doesn't apply. He would count the days and he wouldn't count the weeks. He doesn't hold, he says Zecher LaMikdash. And the Rambam wants to say it means, I don't hold the Zecher LaMikdash. Is that pshat? Kashele Akele. So we want to understand how a Meimar can hold, how Rambam can hold in the Meimar. That the Zecher LaMikdash is somehow Makuyim Al Yideh HaYom. According to the second Mahalach, where there is a hold of Zecher LaMikdash. As Nerad Ve'er Kach, Rov Rishonim Sovrim that Svir B'Zman Zed Mid Rabbonim. Like Amemar says, Mayad it says he would count the days, not the weeks. And he would say that it's Zecher LaMikdash, meaning that the Svir B'Zman Zed Zecher LaMikdash. And therefore, if it was enough for the Zecher LaMikdash to count the days. Why is that? Because Bizman HaZeh, we don't have an Omer, like Rashi says. So the Pashtus, what this means is that the whole Mechayiv of the Minyan is the Omer. To count from the Omer until the Shtei Alechem, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have an Omer, there's no Mechayiv. We see this in Shidus HaRamban, the Tzarech Kedushin, that Tzfiris Omer is including those mitzvahs that are not in the Seish HaZman Grom, and Hashem Mechayiv as well. So you say to Tov Sofrim, Zeb talks about this in Mordechai Malacha and many others. I just remember I saw this Mordechai Malacha 273 years ago. I'll go upon him, but the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah to say Shein Zman Grom and Hashem Chayav as well. And the Achronim explain the different Cheskel and Sinim and Meir, the Chazam Yicheskel and the Tzef, Kintushin Perek Aleph Alach Ches. Kvar Kodman Amar Chalav and Bichu Vashut and Sub Sefer Sheet, the second Moin Amon Sech, the Tzef, Kam Tzef. Shein Zman Gorim Chiyuv It's not the time that causes. The reason it's not Zman Grom, of course, Zman Grom, you're counting to these specific days. Of course, it's the most time bound Mitzrayim. No. It's not the time that's causing the Chiv. It's the bringing of the Omer that's causing the Chiv. Havos HaOmer is the Mechayiv. And if the Havos HaOmer would be a different time frame, then we Chayiv then. It really has nothing to do with the time. That's with Havos HaOmer. Ulchor HaLefizah, Yitamu HaTuvah. Bedata Ramash, and it's a Seyachasi. So the Ramah holds it's one mitzvah, and it's one mitzvah of counting the days and the weeks. Rega, if it's a Chiv Zman Zeh, like the Ramah holds, so there must be a Chiv without the Omer. There's nothing to do with the Omer, because it's even a Chiv Zman Zeh, and that's why you have to count the days even Zman Zeh. As Eichi Shanei Adib Zman Zeh, Las Fil Rishui, Mishim Chisar and Omer, Kishain Omer Gorim Chal the Mitzvah Zu. Be'od she lechora rak ha'yoto gorem la, hu ha'poter et ha'mitzvah b'zman hazeh. It must be according to the Ramah that there's no, that it's not connected to the Omer. Because how then you have to count the days? B'zman hazeh, when there's no Omer. So it must be that it's not connected to the Omer. So how then does the din change with Zman HaZeh when you count the weeks because we don't have an Omer? The Omer isn't the Koyim Klal the Mitzvah, because the Omer isn't the Machayiv. You have to count even without the Omer. So how is it that that you're not counting the weeks? It's not Tali the Omer. And if you're going to say, no. If you read the Pesukim, you see that only the weeks are connected to the Omer. The days aren't connected to the Omer. Like it says in the Pasuk. As far as the Chamach Shabbos and Yom Yechem is Omer, what are you counting? The Shev Shabbos is Tzmimus Tiyan. You're only counting the weeks from the Omer. And then Ad Malach Shabbos Yisit Shabbos Chamishim Yom. That's something else. The 50 days are connected to the Omer. So you want to say like that, and that's why you're only counting the days and not the weeks, because the weeks are connecting them, but the days aren't. So the Rama says it's one mitzvah. The Rama says days and weeks aren't separate mitzvahs. If the weeks aren't bismazeh, then the days aren't bismazeh either. So we don't understand what the Rama means. If it's not connected to the Omer, then everything is bismazeh. So how does he say, no, the weeks aren't bismazeh. When I say the weeks aren't bismazeh, so it's one mitzvah and the days aren't bismazeh either. Very difficult. Od yishe l'chora. L'chora shitot et nashim arpturis b'sfiris omer. Like we've seen the Rambam to meet him, 724. Kesef Mishnah, kir sefer sham. He's a mitzvah shes nine grama. So to the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, Kosam Chalf, and the Chinuch Mitzvah Shinvav, Poskim Tav Hei Tes. But Rov HaPoskim Sovrim, Shebizman Zeh Esur Rak Mid Rabbona. Most Poskim also Sovrim Zman Zeh Rabbona, because there's no Omer. As Mevoah, that is Talvin, the Omer, and Anu Zman. And since there's no Omer, there's no Mitzvah, like the Rabban Old. So why is it considered Mitzvah Zman Grama? Zman Grama. It's telling the Omer. It's not telling this man. So if it's not Zman Grama, then why are women pturos? Right? The poskim hold women are pturos. Why should women be pturos? It's not Zman Grama. Because it's telling the Omer. And there's no Omer. So then there's no Chiv. It's all telling the Omer. When the sphere is clapping the Omer, it's clearly not Zman Grama. So on a Doraisa level, the women should be chayv, because it's not Zman Grama, because it's all telling the Omer. You say no. Women are pturos because it's mitzvah Zman Grama. But how does it mitzvah Zman Grama? It's telling the Omer. It's not telling the Zman. And that's why, since there's no Omer, the Zman is mitzvah Zman Grama. Because there's no Omer, that's the Mechayev of the mitzvah. So you see that the mitzvah is clearly telling the Omer, not the Zman. So why do I say women pturos? As Mizel Adana Mukhrach. שאף על פי שלידן לא סביר לן, כי הרמב"ן בחיב נושים. הספירה היא על הימים. And what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds that it's not Zman Grama, right? If it's not a Tosafot in the Ramban. The Ramban holds that it's not Zman Grama. We don't hold like the Ramban. We hold that it is Zman Grama. And women are pturos. As a sira, the didon, for us, he al yamim shebein Pesach v'atzeret. It's between those days, between Pesach and Shavuos. Or in the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And that time, and those days. And therefore it's a mitzvah Zman Grama. Because this is man is mechayev the mitzvah. But you see in the pasuk it's connected to the Omer. So, Ne'amar b'zeh shemaaseh asfira yamim, ומייסה כלפי העומר שהיה ממוחרת השבת. ואף פי שאין עומר מחייב של הספירה, אבל קיום המחייב של ספירת הימים, ישנו במייסה ספירה כלפי עומר שהוקרה במוחרת השבת. נפלא מאוד. It's totally in the pasuk connects it to the yomer. The pasuk makes it contingent on the yomer. So that means that the ma'aseh sfira on the days is a ma'aseh vis-a-vis the yomer that was machpis the Shabbos that was brought out to the first day of Pesach. And even though the yomer is not the machayev of the sfira, because that is the decision of the shalazman grama, so this is the time that's machayev. It's the time that's machayev, and therefore we're in Arturos. It's the time that's machayev. Nevertheless, the kiyum of machayev of sfiras hayomim is vis-a-vis the Omer that was brought in Malchus HaShabbos. The Mechayev is Sfiras HaYomim, and the Kiyum of this Mechayev is Klapi the Malchus HaShabbos. Like we see in the Chinuch of Mitzvah Shein Vav. Shikara Sfira L'Chag HaShavuot. Ela Shir Shal Tlotov B'Sfira L'Yom Shel Malchus HaShabbos, V'Nedvah B'Sfira Klapi Yom Shuvah B'Omer. ואין זו טליה לסימן באלמה, אלא זהו מייס הספירה שחייבה לתורה. ולכן כל ספירה אחרת, אין בה כלל התקים של הספירה שנצחייב במחמת ימים אלו. ולכן כל שאין אומר, אף בי שלא חיסר כלום במחאי מנובע מצד ים, ולא מייס אפשר לקיים את המצוות דרי רייסה. שוכיב על מייס הספירה מתייחס לאומר שאין בזמן הזה. ולכן אין בה הספירה בזמן הזה, אלא מדבר גם לידן,
In other words, to put it in spoken Spanish, the mechayiv of the mitzvah are the days. That's the mechayiv. However, the maisa of counting the days, which is zman gromo, is by mentioning the omer. And then the sefer chinuch goes into why we count from the omer. You're not going to count from the first day, because that's the chashuv. It's rhyme. We say count from the second day. It doesn't sound so good. Kids, we make it from the Omer. The Omer has chashivus. You know, where it tells us that Hashem is mechadish the Torah. So we count it to maisa klape the Omer. To the maisa mitzvahs klape the Omer. So the mechayiv are the days. However, when you're counting the days, which is not grom on this period from Pesach to Shavuos, but you have to do it by relating to the Omer. And the mail, even with the dawn, that we hold not like the Ramban, we hold that it is Zman Gromo. Because it is connected to the days. And since it's connected to the days, so why does Zman say it's not the Raisa? Why does Zman say it's only the Rabbanan? The answer is even with the dawn, even for us it's the Rabbanan, because you need to have an Omer. Because the Kiyum involves an Omer. The Mechayil of the Mitzvah is not Zman Grom, it's the Yomim. And the Yomim, we have these Yomim today, just like we had them in Zman HaMikdash. But this Mechayil is only fulfilled. We're obligated to count the days, but you can only count the days with Klapei vis-a-vis the Yomer. And there is no Omer of Zman HaZeh. So the Mela of Zman HaZeh, it has to be the Rabbanan. That's Gevaldik. So now, the Ramah is beautiful. Because מכיוון שביארנו שיש לו המחייב של המצווה אחס, גם בזמן הזה, even בזמן הזה יהיה את המחייב, בגלל יהיה ביומים. וכל הפגם הוא רק במייסה הספירה, כל הבעיה כאן, is that we can't do a proper מייסה ספירה, because you can't bring the Omer, there's no Omer. So since the only מייסה ספירה of the Shavuos is connected to the Omer, like we have in Parashat Yisrael, that there only says Shavuos, and says Shiv Shavuos is Bach Me'echel Chemesh Bakom and Tachos for Shiv Shavuos. In other words, there is directly connected. Me'echel Chemesh Bakom is talking about the Omer. And also in Pashas, as we read earlier in Pashas, Emor is also connected to the Omer, the Shavuos. So since the weeks are connected to the Omer, but the days in Pashas Emor are not, therefore we have a proper Maisa Sphere of the Omer. That's a kiyum hasira, shomer tori, even though there's no omer. Because again, the mechayiv is not the omer. And the yomim aren't connected b'chal to the omer. In order to have a proper kiyum of the shavuos, you have to connect to the omer, but not the yomim. And therefore, the Ramah holds that the yomim are min haTorah, because you're mekayim the mitzvahs for yomim. Because you have to count the days, man kolama. But you don't count the shavuos min haTorah, because even if you count them, you're not going to mekayim the mitzvah of the minim yishvui. You need to mention the Omer. There's no, it needs to be from the Omer. There's no Omer. And the question is, so how come the Yomim are not totally in the Omer and the Shavuos are? So to that, the answer is, Zeres HaMelech. That's what Rama says, Zeres HaMelech. So we ask, how can you get split the two up? How can you say that it's one mitzvah, and yet the Yomim are the mitzvah, Shavuos are not? The answer is no. There's one mechai. It's one mitzvah, one mechai. Mechai is to count the days. Elamai, in order to do a proper kiyum, is it tonight that you have to bring the Yomim for the Shavuos, but not for the Yomim? So it's one basic fundamental mitzvah, but for the proper kiyum of the Shavuos, you need to bring it from the home. There's no home here. So the mail, it's not bizman is it. Hashem came to Yomim, it's bizman is it. Because the mechai for the Yomim are the days, and we have days, and it's not connected with all of the home here. Only the Shavuos are connected to the Avos home here. So we have the mechai of being the Yomim, and the mice of being the Shavuos being the Avos home here. We don't have his mind to it. We still haven't explained Shatna Meima. But Shat, he said, Zechel HaMikdash. Sounds like he counted the Shavuos. The Rama says, you don't have to count the Shavuos. You only count the Yamim. The Mir Teshem, in future Shir, we're going to get to that. But Akopanim, we have a Mahalach now, in understanding the Ramah Shita, that's the Raisa. It is Man Goma, the Dita, not like the Ramban. Not like the Ramban. We hold that it is man goma, and since it is man goma, we understand why women are tourists, because women are tourists from the man goma. It's the time that's mechayev. The only thing is, in order to do a proper ma'aseh, you need the omer. You don't have the omer, you can't do the proper ma'aseh of counting the shuls, and therefore it's man zeh. You don't count shuls. You're not chayev counting shuls, only the omer. So, beloved friends, this concludes this segment of the Shir, and Be'otzot Hashem Darkeinu, is going to hold harbe ma'al adamir. Azan yisharu imanu, v'nireh b'yachad, b'tzavta chada, od neflot rabot mitorat Hashem, ve'ezrat Hashem, ze yiten harbe yoter mashmaut ve'omek, לספירה שלנו, ובעזרת השם נמשיך את הדיבורים על הנושא, ונתענג עליהם, כמו שאנחנו מצווים ברמב"ם בהלכות ספר המצוות, שזה למצוות אהבת השם, להתענג על השם, להנות מהשגת השם. זה המצווה, כך גם מצוות סנטר, המצווה להנות מהלימוד. עזרת השם, אני משתדל לקיים ולהפיץ. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם, בעזרת השם נמשיך שלום שלום.